Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Doug Barry is here. That's right, our good friend Doug Barry with the Department of Commerce, the director of the Global Knowledge Center over there, and the editor of the Basic Guide to Exporting, all the series of books, and also Exporters, the Wit and Wisdom of Small Business People Who Sell Globally. I love that one. That's one of my favorites. He's our good friend Doug Barry. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. How did you know I worked in a gas station one time? $1.50 an hour is that what I recall. And I'm making only slightly more than that now.
I know what you mean.
After inflation.
I heard some of the. I've heard people recently talk about when their first job, and one of them said, I only made $4 an hour when I started.
Good grief. Well, I've got them beaten. Don't I remember thinking, they've got me beaten.
How about it when it wasn't even a dollar? Hey, Doug, one of my favorite quotes in my life is one from Frederick Bastiat, the French economist and / comedian. He's a pretty funny guy from the 19th century. He said, "When goods cross borders, armies don't."
That's a good one.
And I have been looking forward to a time, and this could be maybe one of the great contributions that the Internet provides humanity. I've been looking forward to the time when trade between small business owners, direct, back and forth from Kabul to Kankakee, could happen, and those goods and that money could cross borders freely. I believe when we can make that happen among Main Street small business owners, we can end wars. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think certainly it will contribute to it. It already is. And I think that we've reached the point now where small businesses around the world can actually trade with each other, and they do it through e-commerce.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's...
We send my books all over the place.
You do. And there's a bunch of different kinds of e-commerce. One, of course, is the business-to-business. The other is the business-to-consumer. There's a consumer-to-consumer. And there's also a business-to-government, all of which are done digitally.
Yep. And mm-hmm. think about how much that avoids. I mean, how... To be able to, you know, I've interviewed some guys in China, Americans, Frank.
Frank Lavin.
Frank Lavin, yeah, our mutual friend Frank Lavin. Thank you for helping me with the last name there. But put as a business where he aggregates products from America in China and distributes them over there. Well, that's a great business model, but if somehow I can pack it up here and ship it direct to China, you know, onesies and twosies for my little business, then that's a good deal, too.
It is. And it's not just the small packages going one at a time to individual customers. I think what your listeners need to tune into is that distributors are also searching the net, looking for new products that they can sell to their ever more interested client base who are looking for, in particular, U.S. brands and U.S. products.
So, yeah, some of the you know, I know that you're tracking the trends in this, but that's not really trending, is it? Other people have wanted American products for a long time.
Well, they have, but interestingly now they can get them. They can get a far greater array of products than ever before because the Internet is a huge catalog in which people who now have access to the Internet and people all over the world have it, including folks in the rural areas that have never really been able to participate in this way before. Now, with the expansion of digital technology and cell phones,
and
people
mobile,
in rural areas can
yes.
do it.
Uh-huh.
It's huge. And the volume of e-purchases is just expanding. It's probably $2 trillion now around the world. And what's increasing, and this is something, of course, that we're very interested in, is the cross-border aspect of it. That is, consumers in one part of the world are searching the Internet for products, and they're buying it from small businesses
yes.
in other parts of the world
mm-hmm.
that have a website or are present on one of the large platforms like eBay
and
Alibaba.
And when they have a business personally, like you just described, in a country where we might have some kind of a conflict, that's got to affect the contribute toward avoiding a war. I just think
that
it will
true.
Over time. It'll take time.
I think
time.
So. I think
maybe
you're
a
right.
generation or two. 20 Tail, right back with Doug Barry. More to come on this after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.